This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Laid out where we are today. The witch hunt of germs and germ phobia flies in the face of all real knowledge about germs, that if you live in a bubble, then any basic germ will kill you. And if you don't have the right nutrients and have a good immune system, any germ will kill you. If you have a good immune system and you've been exposed to a lot of things in your life naturally, there's actually studies that swimming in swamps, swimming in ponds, swimming in systems that are contaminated actually make you stronger. Well, where I grew up in Dallas wasn't as polluted as where George Carlin grew up, but it was pretty close, and I just never got sick. I get sick now every 4 or 5 years. In January, I flew with my wife and children down to Grand Cayman on a commercial flight, and I got a chest cold for the first time in 5 years and had a fever for 2 days, and I'm pretty sure it was COVID. It's been here, we now know, for 2 years. That's in the studies, by the way. But here's what George Carlin had to say about it. He knocked it out of the park.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these f***ing Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw sh**.
George Carlin warned us about the COVID panic years ago. My father, his mother kept him so clean that he was sickly when he was about a year old, and his black nanny said he needs Hindu tea and told my grandmother, I'm going to feed him boiled chicken manure. She said, no, you won't. But she snuck and gave him Hindu tea, which had all the natural immunities, and he never really got sick again. So that's why they're now doing transfusions of people's fecal matter that have the right bacteria into other people that don't, who've taken too many antibiotics. It's crazy, folks, but it's all real. And the system knows this. They're removing our immune system. And the studies already show these mRNA vaccines either turn off your immune system and make you have an allergic response to any cold virus, or it turns it way up. And now you see what Wolfgang Wardarg and the EU experts warned about is now happening everywhere. They're now covering up deaths, by the way, from the vaccine. That's all coming up in 60 seconds. Tell folks tune in right now.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 22 days out from the inauguration of either Joe Biden, the communist Chinese agent, or the rightful winner in the biggest landslide and political realignment in modern U.S. history, Donald John Trump. You can debate whether he should have done this pardon or should have done this emergency bill. That's all deck chairs from the Titanic. What matters is we reelected him, and the globalists are coming in trying to steal this election from us. Now, I know some incredible information that I am not at liberty to tell you, but I am at liberty to just give you a hint, which I don't think is too hard. You notice Trump said January 6th will be wild in D.C.? Well, it will be wild. And I can tell you the Twilight Zone nature of all of this went up to a whole new level yesterday. And I'll leave it at that. Trump knew about the first rally in D.C. He didn't know about the second one, got real upset, said I would have been there if he'd have known. So he flew over us for like an hour in his helicopter. And, well, let's just say you're going to want to go to D.C. on the 6th. It'll show the globalists we know Trump really won. And it will begin the process one way or another of removing the globalist puppet, Joe Biden. And I mean by impeachment or keeping him from getting in on the 20th. The last thing I want is for Joe Biden to have a hair on his degenerate head, his evil Chi-Com head hurt, because that will turn him into a martyr. And I go back to this. The media still, thousands of articles, arrest Jones, he said kill Joe Biden. Oh, where's the Secret Service? They didn't come talk to me. Because they watched the whole speech, and the media edited it. I said, I don't know if he's going to get it in 30-something days back at the time, or I don't know if he's going to get impeached, but we're going to remove him one way or another. Well, they just took the clip of me saying we're moving one way or another and said that's a death threat, compared to them saying they're going to kill Trump everywhere. The former head of the CIA assassination squad said the government's going to kill this guy. That's like if a convicted child molester says, I'm going to come rape your kid. You get in trouble because you're a convicted child molester. When you're the former guy that ran the CIA death squads, he says, the guys at Foggy Bottom are going to kill Trump. That's a very serious threat. And I consulted with the Secret Service and demanded that they do something about him. And the little word is, he got a visit. So that's who you go after, people that actually have a history of this type of behavior. The CIA has a history of killing U.S. presidents, and I'm sick and tired of it. Okay, let me just kind of calmly explain this. I got prepared for yesterday's show for several days, and then I got so upset after looking at all the news and evidence and over-preparing that I was in such a nasty mood when I started the show yesterday that I just didn't cover it. And let me explain why. Most of this info I've already looked at 5 or 6 times. Then I add new info to it, and it's so ridiculous, it's so fraudulent, it's so transparent. It's like watching someone stick their arm in a garbage disposal and say, I heard on TV if I flip the switch, it's going to massage my fingers. You go, let me show you what it does. And you stick a carrot in it, and it cuts it up. And you go, don't stick your hand in that. They go, I'm doing it. You're a liar. Stick their hand on and cut their fingers off. I mean, use whatever analogy you want, but, like, don't jump off that cliff. You'll die, and it's a 1,000-foot cliff. This is open and shut. We have all the proof, and we know the further we go down this rat hole, the further we let the system drag us, the worse it's going to get. And they've committed this mass crime against humanity with the lockdown and the COVID hoax and all of it because they've not gotten in trouble for their past activities, and now they are extremely, extremely arrogant. And they've got all these minions that feel like they're doing a good job that are going along with all this, not knowing they're aiding in their own destruction. So let me just tell you what we've got coming up today, news-wise. And what the news I had yesterday that then dovetails and augments with the news I've got today. And then I've got a call to action for everybody that is not even civil disobedience. It's just citizen journalism. If you want to stop these New World Order people dead in their tracks. But let me show you just the COVID stacks. One is from yesterday. Three are from today. So I have four stacks right here. Four COVID stacks. Now look at this stack. WHO, bigger pandemic than COVID is coming. You could talk an hour about that, how it's all pre-programmed. We can show you how it's pre-programmed. We can even show you documents where they admit this is a simulation for the real one that they're about to launch. And then I have Bill Gates admitting it. And you go, why does he admit it? Why in every cartoon does a supervillain brag? That's criminology. They brag. The real pleasure is throwing it in your face. In fact, I'm told the globalists thought I was funny until Trump got elected. They thought, oh, we love Jones. He tells them what we're doing to them. Ha, ha, ha. That my show was a big entertainment for them. It's not so entertaining now. But that's how these people operate. So let's continue. This is just one stack. Whistleblower, globalist planning more lockdowns to usher in universal basic income. This is a whistleblower in government. We don't need a whistleblower. We have the damn public documents. Klaus Schwab and Justin Trudeau and all have admitted. UK researchers, China's COVID response will make them world's biggest economy in 2028. That's the whole spin. The headline is, China responded right. They're totally open. We'll never be open, so they're going to run the world in just a few years. That's the whole setup. They print me some of those headlines. I meant to cover it this weekend when I came in and did reports. So just type in China to replace U.S.'s world's biggest economy 2028. Like Bloomberg, Reuters, all that. I'm just showing you what some of the stacks are. Scientists scramble to determine the mutant strain of coronavirus will deepen pandemic. I have scanned over or read all of these, and they all tie together. This is just one stack. Now, this admits world government. This admits this was just a lockdown drill. The real depopulation weapons are coming. By submitting, you guarantee they roll out COVID 2.0. And I don't just have their own documents. I have Bill Gates saying it, and I'll play that for you. That's pretty important, huh? Pretty upsetting, too. Let's move on to the other stack. L.A. County hospitals reach the breaking point. Turn away ambulances. So I went to the National Hospital Association in accordance with the CDC's own maps and gave up to the date COVID tracking numbers for the hospitals. And it's a total lie and it's a total fraud. What they do is they'll designate 5 beds in a hospital for COVID. And then when those beds go over, they go, oh my God, we're at 100% capacity. Manipulating the statistics when many of the hospitals are still completely empty. Some, like the big emergency hospitals that are already overwhelmed, are turning people away. They do routinely. I was at an LA event once, and one of our crew members had violent food poisoning, and we took them to the emergency room, and they turned him away, even though we were having to carry him, and he was vomiting everywhere. Now, that was 10, 12 years ago. I was 14 years ago. So again, they're like, oh, we're turning people away. Well, that's like saying one restaurant is full, but there's 10 more next door that aren't. That's how they statistically manipulate it. But I'm not just going to tell you that. We're going to show you where you can go directly into the CDC's own numbers and see what every hospital in your town or city has, because the COVID cases are all reported, because they're all incentivized to call it COVID to get money. And most of these people don't even need to be in the hospital. But Travis County is that as of last night, 9% COVID capacity, there are 77 people in hospitals in Austin, in Travis County, that supposedly have COVID. We're talking millions of people, 77 in the hospital, and they're having a death maybe once a week. I mean, you can go look at the numbers for yourself. I'll show you where you can go look at it. And even CNN and even NPR, they link to it. Going, oh, my gosh, epidemic, everything's shut down, hospitals overwhelmed. Look at the statistics here. It's a confidence game. They know no one goes and actually looks at the statistics. Maybe one out of 1,000. We did. It's like saying, there's a giant monster in that building, but don't go in there. You go in there, there's nothing there. So we've all got to go out to these hospitals and just show this. I mean, I already know how many are there. I'll go to these hospitals that have empty parking lots. You can look at the CDC's own number and go, there are 5 patients in that hospital with COVID. Meanwhile, they're on the news in like gas masks and spacesuits. We're all dying. There's dead everywhere. There's dead bodies everywhere inside. You can look at the hospital and see no one's died a month in there from COVID. Total fraud.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Website. I'm going to show you from NPR. I'm going to show you from CNN links they send to the official data of the hospitals in every county and every city in America. And I'm going to show you local news saying they're going to declare martial law, basically, and have nighttime curfews and close all small businesses again. Notice it never ends. The problem never ends because the hospitals are all full of COVID and there's mass infection, but not mass death. Because they're upping the amount of tests that are being done. And basically, almost everybody that gets tested, they say, have it. Because the inventor of the PCR test said, you can set it for whatever you want. And even federal and international courts have said, it is a fraud and not admissible. And the New York Times says 96% are false positive. Unbelievable. But now this little computer, this little black box, can say you can't get on an airplane, can't have a job, can't live your life, and you got to take a vaccine. But the head of the WHO now admits doesn't even protect you from COVID. It doesn't even protect you from sharing it and spreading it. This is a witch hunt based on hysteria, based on Chicken Little behavior. It's a Chicken Little meets the Salem witch trials. It's coming up next segment. And I could sit here and do drum beats. I could sit here and pull my hair out. I mean, I could sit here. This is the total proof. But once you wear a mask for 6, 8, 9, 10 months, once you virtue signal, once you decide you're a hero, you go along with, and you go along with the contact tracing and the tracker apps and the medical IDs and the forced inoculations that the corporations are all going to force us through corporate governance to do. That's what world government is corporate governance. But the good news is, even Marco Rubio has come out against all this, saying it's a power grab and a lie and elites taking over. Marco Rubio sticks his finger in the air and goes the way it blows. When Rubio says no to this, it means his constituents are blowing his doors down, saying, you stop it now. We are essential. Our bodegas and our businesses and our hotels and our factories are essential, buddy boy. And you get up there and you get this gorilla off our back now. So, elites are tricking Americans. Don't take the vaccine, he says. Wow. See, the globalists already had this plan on the shelf. It's a very risky plan. They launched it early. It has a huge effect up front, but the tail end of it has got quite the blowback. The whole thing has to operate on censorship. Well, how do you censor millions of doctors and scientists and the former chief scientist at Pfizer saying, do not take the shot, it can kill you? How do they cover up all the deaths and all the narcolepsy and all the epilepsy and all the Guillain-Barrés and all the Bell's palsy? How do you sit there when your hamburger place is closed but McDonald's is open in Los Angeles across the street? They're essential, you're not. This is beyond transparent. That's why yesterday I was so mad looking at all this that I basically couldn't even do the show. And the cops come over and go, we don't care. Law says your place is closed. McDonald's is open. He says, screw you, parks his car behind their car and says, you're not essential. Don't you people get it? You're working for the UN in a damn takeover. Stop it. It's the UN-funded Black Lives Matter and all this to take over the cities. with the Strong Cities Initiative, that they've hired college-educated idiots to be police now. They're nothing but bureaucrats. They were brought up in these colleges and high schools where they're now banning the word brown bag. Remember, like 6 years ago, Seattle banned the term brown bag in the city and said, don't even bring brown bags. Has nothing to do with brown people. Just a classic brown bag means, like when mom packed you lunch, go in with your brown bag. Well, now major universities are banning the word brown bag and picnic. Picnic has nothing to do with racism or anything, but it's about we control the language. No matter how ridiculous, we take control. All right, I'm going to cover it next segment. Then all the election news. We've got Kyle Rittenhouse's mother. She did her first interview yesterday with Owen Schroyer. I was like up here working. I was like, wow, she's got a lot to say. I haven't seen her on TV, and they're like, no, this is I think her first interview. So she'll be joining us with her lawyer about the incredible persecution of the Rittenhouses. That's a beta test for the rest of us. In the third hour, and popping in is Ivan Raiklin, who's been working very closely with General Flynn and others. He says Trump should seize control of the EAS emergency system. Now, they're going to call that martial law, except I've been harping on this since Trump won. Obama retained control of the EAS system. They never explained it to Trump. And when you go see the new Wonder Woman movie, it's all about an EAS system taking over the world. Well, we actually have that. They actually have satellites to take over all the broadcasts. They have systems that hack in and take over the Internet. And they have the first level is all those systems where they put lower thirds are at the top. Hey, anybody's talking about COVID, anybody's talking about the election, it hijacks the page and redirects you. That was all the Internet kill switch. And they put it in under Obama. So that's why big tech is all working in lockstep with the same messages, because Obama and the deep state were in control of that the whole time. Now, I got that information to Trump, and that's when all hell broke loose 2 years ago. And they blocked him. I mean, so the president's been trying to get control of this. You're like, well, if the guys on nuclear submarines didn't do what the president told him, he couldn't just take over the subs and know how to run them. He didn't know how to open the door. He didn't know how to flood the torpedo tubes or run the reactor. I don't either. So when you say, well, why didn't Trump get control of the EAS satellites? Most of it's classified. The public knows about EAS stations that you tune to locally and EAS scramblers and EAS takeover systems at the transmission sites and at the studio level. Anybody on a radio station or TV station that picks us up knows about their EAS. Cable, broadcast, TV, everything's got it. But that's only one level of EAS. EAS 2.0, 3.0, 4.0 is already in place. And the new Wonder Woman movie throws it right in your face. They've had satellites 30 years that can take over all the main transmissions. So, I want to explain. Trump should take control of the EAS. Obama has been in control of it. That's EAS. That's federal law in control of big tech. Big tech is the NSA. Google is the NSA. And Trump never got the briefings and never told how all this works in shadow government. They use the shadow government system on the president to keep it from him and kept him compartmentalized. You've read the articles where they brag. They go, he signed an executive order, and then we just threw it away. That, by the way, is an executionable offense, but they just did it because they're a bunch of jackass three-piece suit lawyers that think they're smarter than everybody. Trump's like, Sidney Powell and General Flynn were supposed to be here today at noon. Sorry, sir, we don't know where they are. So Trump's got to go get their phone number and call them. Then they show up and they order the Secret Service not to let them in. Yeah, that's how this country's run. So, yeah, Trump should take over the EAS for the last 22 days. He could have his messages force-fed to everyone. Be like, oh, my God, that's martial law. Well, that's what Obama and the deep state are doing. What do you think all that comes from? Unified on every phone, every damn system, hard breaking in, feeding it to you. That's EAS, baby. That's emergency alert system. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system,
With everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun sold out for almost 3 months. Now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Emergency alert system against the globalist takeover. You know, next segment's the longest segment of the hour. I'm going to show you the documents, the statistics from the CDC. These are up to date, up to the day of the number of COVID patients, where they're at per hospital. It's all registered. It's all there. I'm going to show you Austin hospitals at 9% capacity for COVID and 77 patients with COVID, most of which are there, it says, for observation and are not on ventilators. But the hospital knows they get $50-plus thousand for getting you in. And so they code it as COVID. Unbelievable information from the federal government's own database. So when you hear the Austin mayor or the L.A. mayor or your globalist leader, it's all the same program, whether you're in Perth, Australia, or whether you're in Paris, France, or whether you're in Ottawa, Canada. It's the same BS from the same UN, the same Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the same Great Reset. I can play you, Klaus Schwab. I can play you, Boris Johnson. I can play you, Justin Trudeau, all saying this is a UN world government takeover to put you on a universal income and have a world ID and forced inoculations. Would you like me to play it for you? We've already played it all. So next segment, I'm going to go through those statistics. This segment, I wanted just to get to some of these videos. We've got them out of San Antonio, Texas. We got them out of New Jersey. We got them out of Norfolk. We got them out of New York. We got them out of L.A. We've got them out of everywhere. Where people are in CVS's, people are at their businesses, and they're saying, no, I'm not wearing a mask, and we're not closing our doors, we're essential, and this is a bunch of crap. And these people go to the woman, they go, in fact, we'll play the CVS clip first. They go, but the hospitals are all full, it's on the news, they're dying. You can go look at the LA hospitals. There's over 100 of them. And two of them say they're full, and it's not COVID. And there's hospitals full all the time. When I cut my finger off, and an ambulance was there, because I got to the boat dock, we called it before I got there on the cell phone, they were calling different hospitals to see which one wasn't full or which one wasn't busy, because it was a Saturday afternoon. And they took me to the one hospital that didn't have an overflow, and I still had to wait a couple hours. Had my finger reattached. So they play on ignorance, and now they're saying, we're going to lock everything down, don't leave your house, period, or don't leave your house at night. All dog training, all witch hunt, all Chicken Little garbage, and I'll show you the damn numbers, and I'll show you where to go to your town or your city, and then you can find the hospitals when they're on the news saying, we're here at the Elmhurst Hospital, where it's totally overwhelmed. You can see long lines of patients. And people go to the famous hospitals in New Jersey, New York, Dallas, Texas. You've seen the hundreds of videos. And they show up and no one's there. So they start staking it out. They go into the front area. No one's in there but a nurse. And so they wait. The next time they see the live news, a week later this happened in New Jersey and New York, they run down. And there are people in hazmat gear, actors, going in and out in circles. Remember that 10 months ago? And it turned out to all be fake. Remember Jason Jones in Hawaii? He hears on the news, the COVID centers are full. Everyone's positive. There's long lines. He goes there. It's closed. He goes to another one. He wants to get tested because he's been in L.A. He actually feels bad. He goes there, and they won't test him, and no one's there. Then he sees them the next day on TV saying they're full. He drives over there, and they threaten to have him arrested. But forget that. People say, oh, yeah, really, right, sure. We have the damn federal registry. I want to play these clips separately, or we won't be here on air anymore. We need to fund our operation. Plus, we got some really exciting news. We've been sold out of our activated charcoal, highest quality concentrate, toothpaste without the fluoride, without the aspartame. It's amazing, high quality. People love it. Couldn't get it for 3+ months once it was sold out because of the COVID disruptions, the shutdowns at warehouses, the ingredient problems, the chain reactions. We have it after 3+ months being sold out. 25% off, activated charcoal, Dr. Jones Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com, fluoride free. And even more exciting because in Texas right now is the mountain juniper or cedar season with the clouds of dust and the rest of it. And when my allergies kick up, the whole office has been for months. Where's the pollen block? Where's the pollen block? We want to buy some. Because of the lockdown, this comes from France. It's where they have the proprietary special quail that are fed a special secret diet where it produces this natural antihistamine that works so well. They have studies. They have patents. They have it all. We private label it and discount it. They've been shut down. So we had our order in before the hysteria hit and they were behind a year ago. Finally, they got us 1/4 of the shipment. They still are offering to refund our money. We say, no, we want the rest. A small shipment of pollen block has come in. And believe me, it's amazing. You chew it up in your mouth. It tastes sweet naturally. And it is the eggshell, the egg itself, all of it. And they just discovered that these birds don't have allergies and don't have problems. And that when you eat their eggs, you don't have them. So it's amazing. It works better for a lot of people than, you know, even drugs do. It's just what God gave us. Pollen Block, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. 113 reviews, 94%, 4.8 stars, Pollen Block, InfoWarsStore.com. Works great for most people. Some people, doesn't work for them. That's just the way our bodies are all different. But for me, it works really, really good. I say it knocks them down when I religiously take it, about 90%. When I forget, only take it once I'm having an allergy attack, then it knocks it down by about half. So it's a big, big deal, folks. So both of those back, Pollen Block and the activated charcoal, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. What's also been back in stock for a week and a half and is already half sold out is Winter Sun Vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K for your immune system, for you, for your children, for adults, for old people especially. You need your D3. As Joe Rogan pointed out, it went viral last week. He had a scientist on explaining D3 is actually a hormone. It's not a vitamin. They call it a vitamin. D3 is a hormone off which everything in your body is built on. So it's just as important as iodine. Like they argue, like, is it C, is it D, or is it iodine? They're all like the things, okay? By the way, it's been sold out, X2, back in stock. It just came in today. I haven't even put it on the site yet, but X2, highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, that is back in stock. Okay, let's go out to break. It's a four-minute video. The full thing's on InfoWars. Here's a lady in CVS not wearing her mask. She gets the years off. It's less people died in 2000 than died in 2019. And that is from the CDC's numbers as well. They go, well, not all the new numbers are in yet. Okay, whatever. The point is it's going to be about the same. So that shows you we're in the same type deal. They're apportioning regular deaths into the COVID thing. Here's part of that video.
More, there's like 36 people with COVID in the ICU. Whenever there's a flu, there's only two or three patients at a time in the ICU. So literally the entire hospital is COVID patients. This has never happened.
I'm not saying COVID's not real. I'm just saying I'm not sick. Well, I'm not sick, and asymptomatic spread has been shown to be a myth. So why am I going to be treated like a sick person? Do you know that there have been fewer deaths overall in 2019 than there were in 2018? Look it up. Fewer deaths overall. All they've done is recategorize all the deaths. This is not what they're telling us it is. It's a lie. This is a lie, I'm telling you. It's a lie. And everyone's buying it. And it'll go on and on and on as long as they feed us this lie and we comply with it. And I am done. Tonight, I reached a breaking point. I'm done. I know I'm not reaching anyone here. I don't care. I'm not putting that on my face. I'm not.
This gets even more powerful. I'm going to play all of them next hour. But first, I promise, I'm going to come in and get the statistics, the numbers, the facts, and show you the total proof of the fraud. Sure, go to the hospital, show it to me when they say it's full. That's important. But we'll show you their own government website saying it's a total lie. We have local newscasts saying, Hell Hospital's totally full. They got like 15 patients with COVID. It's all lies. It's all lies. And they're running the same hysteric lies they ran 6 months ago again. And they're going to do it over and over again as long as we buy it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fraud by the hospitals, by the media, by the CDC, because they go on the news and they say, we've got to lock down the economy. You can't leave your house for a few months. We're going to have 2.5 million dead in just a few months. The hospitals are already overwhelmed. And the people went to the very hospitals. You saw the hundreds of videos. YouTube couldn't take them down fast enough. It was like whack-a-mole, where people would see the hospital full. They'd drive down there and it'd be empty. They wanted to see it for themselves. People don't trust media. In Texas, in New Jersey, in California, in New York, hundreds of videos. In the UK, people went in and they even caught them with the actors dressed up in hazmat suits for photo shoots. And they turned away millions of people that had real illnesses. Remember, they said in Florida, in some leftist jurisdictions like Broward County, we will not resuscitate you if you're having a heart attack because the hospitals are too full. We'll let you die. Now, what's the motive? If you get a COVID patient, you get $13,000. If you intubate them, you get an additional $40,000. That's $53,000, USA Today confirms. If you have a certain number of COVID patients, then your hospital gets, depending on its size, millions of extra dollars in federal funds. So here's the motive. They're making a bunch of money. And the big hospital groups are mainly owned by insurance companies. who all over the world now, it's the same global plan, all over the world, have not been doing the knee surgeries, the shoulder surgeries, the hip surgeries, the hernia surgeries, all the things they can claim are elective, and so they're not having to pay the doctors or the nurses, and the insurance money you're paying is piling up. See how this works? This is technological fraud organized at the UN level, run by big pharma, the big banks, the big insurance companies. They admit all this. They're all making record profits. Big tech's making record profits. China's making record profits and bragging that America will never open again and China will now not surpass us in 2035, but China will surpass the U.S. because of the COVID lockdown we have here in 2028. In just 7 years. Now, there's the fact sheet. Your precious USA Today, scroll the bottom. Do you get paid for COVID patients extra? And the answer is $53,000. The answer is yes, 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 yes. And don't believe me? Show them again. China to overtake U.S. economy because of COVID virus in 2028. So it's not just the motive and the history of the background. Then they admit China released it. And Fauci and Gates were involved. And they had tabletop exercises and said, this is just a drill. So now you see these headlines. Overhead shot, please. L.A. County hospitals reach the breaking point. Turn away ambulances. Hospitals across the U.S. reach breaking point as coronavirus surges. Remember, we all heard this 10 months ago. Remember, stay inside. Don't leave your house. Reports, emergency hospitals dismantled despite claim hospitals worse than first wave. Infowars.com actually goes in to the Federal Registry of the numbers and shows them dismantling the emergency centers from New York, to Dallas, Texas, to L.A., all those big empty facilities that you see governors and others touring. And then when Trump pointed it out, the media said, how dare you say COVID isn't a problem? They're also reporting in Europe that they're dismantling the emergency centers. We have links to all of that. So they're shutting down all the overflow centers, and now they'll list a certain wing of a hospital as COVID. And then when that fills up, they go, oh, we're at the breaking point. It's all bureaucratic. It's like if you had two gas tanks on your truck, and one of them was almost on empty, and you told your kids, hey, we're going to have to walk home. We're 10 miles from home. We're out here in the desert. The tank's on empty. And then all of a sudden, your dad or your uncle, when you're scared, flips the switch and it goes to auxiliary tank, and it shows that you're full. My uncle did that once. We were way out in the middle of the boondocks hunting, and he said, oh, we're running out of gas. Look, look, look. And he was teasing me when I was like 8 years old, and he was acting like it was going. And he goes, look, we're on empty. And then he goes, watch this, and flip to the other tank. It's the same game. Oh, we're full, we're full. There's all the empty hospital, but the little COVID wing is full. But let me show you the numbers. Look at this. L.A. County hospitals are at the breaking point. Turn away ambulances. Coronavirus in Texas. Curfew a possibility for Austin as ICU beds run low. Don't leave your house at night. Austin KXAN. Federal data reveals which hospitals are dangerously full this week. Is yours? And then you link to the federal government CDC website from NPR. But they know you're not going to link through. You're saying federal data shows you've got $1 billion in your bank account, but you really don't. Look at this. Federal data reveals which hospitals are dangerously full this week. Is yours? And then when I go check Austin that they say is overwhelmed, and I click on Travis County, it took me 5 seconds. Travis County is at 9% hospital bed capacity for COVID-19. There are 77 people currently in the hospital in Travis County with COVID-19. 70. And you can actually pull up the data from the actual document. This is just some of the pages. Go ahead and pull that up. Travis County, Texas. So I'm begging everybody to go add these numbers up. It's 77 people. And then it gives you all the numbers, and it shows you they're at 9% average hospital and county. Is it 9% right there at the bottom? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. St. David's is at 7% capacity. Uh-oh, St. David South Austin Medical Center is at 20% capacity. Uh-oh, Ascension Seton. Oh, no, this one. They're at 13%. Oh, no, we're all dead. You average it together, 9% capacity. 77 patients. Oh, but look, California now has the worst COVID-19 spread in the U.S. Spread. It's not dying from it. But see, when they turn the PCR test up 10 times, 20 times, 45 times, you get that data too. Hospitals admit what they're doing. They calibrate it. You look at leftist cities, communist countries, socialist areas, they all turn it up, keep everybody locked down, unless you're communist. China, they now say they're COVID-free because they locked everything down and arrested people and took everybody. No, they didn't. That was all theater to teach us how to act, to teach us how to behave. Now, let me move you to the bigger issue. Just showed you all that. You go to the easiest place to find it because these federal websites are so big that you can get lost in it. Is NPR. I'll give you the NPR headline one more time. You go right there. You click on it. You're on the CDC. Up to the day numbers. One day behind. Okay? Let me give you that headline one more time. Federal data reveals which hospitals are dangerously full this week. Is yours. NPR.org. It has a link directly to the CDC where you can put in your county and find out. And it gets worse. I went and checked the data that John Hopkins checked in September and found that the numbers the CDC is putting in are actually dropping faster than they were. And so it looks like we'll have less deaths this year when things close out in 3 days than they had last year. Isn't that interesting? Did you hear what I just said? It's not going to be the same amount of deaths in 2020 as 2019. It's going to be less. So remember those numbers. The same or less deaths this year, period. However people are dying in America, less people are dying in the middle of the worst pandemic the world's ever seen. They say it's like the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people, they estimate. And major studies report that 80% of those that died started dying once everyone started wearing the mask because of bacterial pneumonia that spread, and they didn't have antibiotics yet, and they didn't know it was the bacteria. And you had millions of rundown soldiers coming back who had no immune system, who'd been eating crappy food in the trenches, and they were dying in mass and then giving it to others in that winter. That's what happens in wars. So there's facts. Now, I haven't hit the latest, the actual UN document where they admit it's all a hoax and for power and control, bigger than the Great Reset. It was first in a Canadian document. They tried to say, well, we're not sure what's real, but we were able to search the document and find other documents for other countries that confirm it is real. Ha, ha, ha! We have you now. We'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead. This is the InfoWar.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.